This is Cecilia Kacik, the former state senator who represented Greene County. You are listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
All together now, the 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday newscast for Greene and Columbia counties is looking for contributors. If you have an idea for a regular or irregular segment, or if you want to interview the public at a local event or write stories for the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org, send an email to info@WGXC.org. All together now.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acra, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I am Mashuda, and I'm 16 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm 16 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I am Fahim. I am 13 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week from 3:30 to 4 talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
But mostly books we love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
related things, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we talk about youth media in terms of like shows made for youth or poetry that's youth friendly. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while we talk about adult books that are read by youth?
Yep.
Or youth friendly? Especially ones you guys read in school.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while there's one I read that I think, this is youth friendly. I can talk about it.
Yeah.
Hooray. But yeah, so we're here to talk about some books today. And I love when we were starting our introductions, Amelia was putting her bookmark into her book to close it up.
Yeah.
So that she could go on the air. Mm-hmm. It's commitment. Taking a break from a book.
Yeah.
To talk about books. So Mashuda, do you want to start us off talking about a book?
Sure.
What have you been reading?
I wanted to share As the Passenger, by A.S. King. It's about a girl named Esther Jonas. She can't trust anyone but she decides to lay in her backyard and talk to the passengers in the airplane, mm-hmm. high up in the sky. The reason she can't trust anyone because she feels like her mother and her friends and her father are uninterested. Like in the first chapter of the book, it says like that her friend Christina and Justin just like ignore her a lot of times, and they all, a lot of times when they were supposed to meet with each other, they would come late and just make up an excuse every time. And so she feels like she's alone, abandoned by her family and her friends, that she can't trust them to share her own feelings and how she feels and about girls, mm-hmm. So she decides she can talk to the passengers, so she can like take her minds off things. And so I don't want to say a lot because I want sure. you, who the audience listening to this, to read it. If mm-hmm. it's really good and heart touching book. So
yeah, and she also has another friend that she talks with. Do you remember?
the Greek philosopher Socrates.
She's in a philosophy class in school, and it seems like that's the only class that she's really interested in.
Yeah.
And she starts sort of imagining Socrates and having conversations with him. She calls him Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's known as the neighbor girl, right? The neighbor girl? Is she known as that?
House has a lot of birdhouses. I know that. I remember that detail very vividly for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first book I read this year for Book Battle. Yeah. I am a little more than halfway through We Are the Ants at this point. I've counted the pages. I'm just like, what? How long do I have to read this for?
Well.
It's still not my favorite.
It's okay. They can't all be, right?
After this, I want to read a book that my dad is currently reading. It was a battle book a few years ago.
Which one's that?
Splendors and Glooms.
Oh, okay. It was in a middle grade battle, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's supposed to be really good. I never read that one.
I read, like, the first 15 pages and got a little bored of it. Mm-hmm. But my dad says once you get past, like, the first 20 pages, it gets a lot better. He loves this book.
At least it's just the first 20. I've read book reviews where they say, once you get past the first half of the book, it gets really good. And it'll be, like, a 500-page book, which means you have to read, like, if it's literal, you have to read 250 pages to get interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to Ask the Passengers a lot. I read that many years ago, maybe like 8 years ago, and then I reread it a little bit in parts this year. But what I thought was interesting is that the main character, she started dating another woman,
yeah.
and she isn't sharing that information with anyone. It seems like she's not sharing with her family because she thinks her mom and sister will be judgmental based on things that they say. And she feels like her dad's kind of checked out. But then with her friends, she thinks they'll actually accept her, if I'm remembering correctly. But she's not really ready to sort of pronounce herself in a certain way. Like, she's not sure, does it mean that she's gay? Does it, or is she just in love with this person? Like, what does it mean? And she's not totally ready to sort of open herself up and label herself. That was how I remember it.
In the book, it says that her friend Christina and her mom are gossiping about her.
Gossipy mom. Her mom's a real catch, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they say it's for her own good, but she feels that it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not always fun being talked about, even if the intention's good. Anyways, so I think Fahim has something he wants to share with us.
Ooh.
I have a poem. It's called The Waking by...
Or Waking.
The Waking by Theodore Rodick. So I'm going to read it right now. Okay. I strolled across an open field. The sun was out. He was happy. This way, this way. The wren's throat shimmered. Either to other, the blossoms sang. The stones sang, the little ones did, and flowers jumped like small goats. A ragged fringe of daisies waved. I wasn't alone in a grave of apples. For in the wood, a nestling sight, the dew loosened its morning smells. I came where the river ran over stones. My ears knew an early joy, and all the waters of all the streams sang in my veins the summer day.
Yay. It's a nice poem.
It is.
I like the part that says, where is it? The stones sang, the little ones did, and flowers jumped like small goats.
I know, but I love that line, just the small goats.
Yeah. It's very pretty. And this is from a book called Poem in Your Pocket for Young Poems, 100 Poems to Rip Out and Read. It was published by the Academy of American Poets and selected by Bruno Novosky, and it has a selection of poems written by various poets, some that most people would recognize and some that you would probably recognize if you were really into poetry.
Oh, that's cool.
But, you know, there's some, like, really acclaimed ones and poems that you'd recognize that, you know, people read all the time. Hmm. And they're in little sections, although once you rip them out, it's harder to tell what section it's from. Yeah, it's a cool book.
I remember an assignment in ELA near the end of this year where we had to do this thing where we translate a poem from another language and then try to make it flow. Mashuda remembers because she was in this class with me. And I, after like class, I tried to read it. I tried to read an Italian poem in Italian to a friend who actually took Italian. That I didn't. I think I got like through the first line where like he was like, no, stop. You're doing this all wrong. All the pronunciations are off. Because I took Spanish, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
When the author came in, the funny thing was that he allowed everyone to use Google Translate. When we were
which is totally accurate.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that came out with some funny results.
Yeah, everyone got their Chromebook, like the school assigned Chromebook or their phone. It was so fun. Like, everyone opened their Chromebook and typed, and it was fun. But, and then the Italian teacher, Miss...
Barletta, I think, is her name.
She came in, and she's like, what's... And then the teacher said they're using Google Translate because she doesn't like the students to use Google Translate. Oh. And it was funny.
That's the one way to personally offend language teachers, to try to use Google Translate.
Yeah, it was funny.
I find it interesting to use as a helper, especially in languages that I sort of know, like Spanish. I feel like sometimes if I'm not remembering how to say something, I can look it up and I can see what they give me and then sort of fix it if I know it's off.
Yeah, for single words it's useful, but sometimes it can't tell if the word is like masculine or feminine in some languages, or it can't tell if it's formal or informal.
Yeah.
Me and a friend, when we had nothing to do in a computer lab like class, we would just Google Translate the USA the anthem over and over and over again just to see what would come out when we got it back into English, and that was hilarious to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. Sometimes it's useful too. Sometimes you can use your phone to sort of scan text and it'll translate. I think it only does it for certain languages.
I think so, yeah.
But it looks really weird. So you can do it if a menu is like in Spanish and you're trying to read the ingredients. Make sure you're not eating something you don't want to be. Can be useful. But anyways, that's cool. Did you have a
riddle
you want to try?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Mashuda's really into riddles and wanted to try to riddle us. Is that what you said? Is that a verb?
I think so. It's a verb today.
All right.
Okay.
Go wild.
So, it's a book. It's... Hold on. I am known as a book, and I'm loved by teenagers and adults. What am I?
You're known as a book. Oh my gosh.
It's not like Facebook or something.
Oh my god,
you got it. Okay.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
Cool.
That isn't what you'd think at first either, because like.
Was it a good one?
Me and my friends like to call it the Book of Faces. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
When I was in college, we had a literal Facebook, not an online one. Facebook wasn't a thing yet. But we got a book when we became freshmen that had pictures of everyone and their name. I don't remember if it had anything else. But it'd be like, sometimes you'd see someone from the Facebook on campus and be like, I saw them in the Facebook.
Before Facebook, it was MySpace. Does anyone remember that?
Yeah, and Friendster. I don't know if you were...
I have no idea what that is.
That was probably before you were born. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe
well, I remember on MySpace, they used to have these little digital pets that you could feed, and I had so many, and I don't know where they are now.
You abandoned your MySpace pets?
All my digital pets. They're all gone. I loved them so much
when
I was little. Don't
trust her with your digital pets, people.
They were like Tamagotchis, except they couldn't die.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple books I could talk about. So I'm on the committee that reads books over the summer to try to narrow down ideas for Battle of the Books. So every summer I read a lot of teen books. And so I talked about War Cross last week, which I did finish and was, it was good. I enjoyed it. I think you all would enjoy it too. It's a very, you know, adventure sort of, I don't know, it's got like some sort of spy hacker elements where there's a young woman who's a bounty hunter who ends up being brought into this game, this video game that has a world championship competition, and she gets put on a team to sort of infiltrate the game secretly. The owner of the, or the creator of the game, brings her in to do this to try to catch some people that are trying to mess with the game from inside.
Oh, so, I remember you talking about this. We compared it to Ready Player One a lot.
Yeah, I feel like it's like Ready Player One in that it's a sort of a game that's an immersive game where you wear like goggles and go into the game.
Yeah.
But I think it's more realistic. Like the game itself is more based on reality than the game in Ready Player One, and sort of the plot surrounding it isn't that similar. So it reminded me of it when I first read it, especially because I'd just seen the movie. But it's very different. It's not just like a Ready Player One knockoff or anything. And it's by Marie Lu, who's fabulous. So.
Yes.
Hooray. So then I read two very different other books. One is called The Upside of Unrequited, which is by Becky Albertalli, who wrote Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda, which was turned into Love, Simon.
Ooh.
So I had just read that book last year and watched the movie recently and was interested to read some more from her. So this book is about a teenager named Molly who has had many, many, many crushes throughout her life and her teen years, but they've always been unrequited in the sense that she's never pursued any of them, and she's never, if she has been pursued, she's not known it or ignored it. But all of a sudden her twin sister Cassie has a new girlfriend, and Molly meets the new girlfriend's friend Will, who seems to have maybe a crush on Molly and seems really cool, and her friends are all encouraging her to like go out with him. And so she's like, maybe I should do something and like go for it. But at the same time, she's also met this other guy named Reed at work who she feels like a strong connection to. But he's not relationship material according to her friends. So she's sort of trying to figure out like who is the better option of these two. And does she have the guts sort of to like go for it and like take a chance and be okay with being let down. That's the thing. At one point in the story, they realize that she's never been turned down because she's never pursued anyone. So while she's had a lot of crushes, she's never been let down or turned down. So it was an interesting book. I feel like it's a little, after Warcross, it was a little, it felt a little plot light in that there isn't like a big story arc or anything going on. There's some side plots, like her moms are getting married because it's legal now, so they're able to have a wedding finally.
Oh, that's nice.
But then aside from that, it's just sort of everyday crush stuff and family stuff. So it was really, it was a nice book, but it was, for me, it was a little harder to get through because I didn't know where it was going.
Because there was, like, no story.
Yeah, but I liked the characters and thought it was an interesting sort of topic.
I don't know relatable. If, like, having no linear, like, plot would make it harder or easier to get through for me. Actually, I've never read a book much like that.
Yeah, I'm not... Every once in a while, it works really well for me, and then sometimes it doesn't. And this one was somewhere in between. There are times when I was really enjoying reading it, and there were times where I was like... Where is this going? And I think it's because I was reading the two at the same time. So I was in Warcross, which was very much like action, action, action. And then this one was like nice things and not as nice things. I don't know. So then after that, I read another book, which I actually really enjoyed, called A Study in Charlotte by Brittany Cavallaro, which takes place in sort of present day at a Connecticut boarding school where James Watson has just started going to this prep school on a rugby scholarship. And it turns out that is also where Charlotte Holmes, who is the great-great-great granddaughter of Sherlock Holmes, goes to school. And he's the descendant of Dr. Watson.
Ooh.
From, you know, Holmes and Watson. And so they of course, are like, you know, they're both at the same school. Everybody knows about Holmes and Watson. So they're kind of tied together, even though they're not immediate friends. But then there's a murder on campus that seems drawn from the books. Or from the, I guess, of the history. Have to... Remember, it's like a fictional world inside a fictional world. It's hard to explain. But in this world, it's the same world that Holmes and Watson actually existed in that world. So they're not like just from books. They're like...
That's cool.
In the book, they're real characters that existed. If that makes sense.
It's complex, but I think we understand.
But it ties Holmes and Watson, Charlotte and James, together. And they sort of take on the roles of Holmes and Watson and trying to solve this murder and... make sure that they're not blamed for it. And so it's got a lot of like mystery and adventure, but then it's also contemporary. So it's got this like, you know, the school feel to it. It was really fun. And an interesting bunch of books going from Warcross to Upside of Unrequited to A Study in Charlotte. And now I'm reading historical fiction. Hooray.
Ooh.
So I just started a new book called Burn, Baby, Burn by Meg Medina, who wrote Yaki Delgado Wants
I
to Kick Your Ass.
I saw the ad for that book in the back of of when I was reading. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just started it last night, so I'm not far into it. But it takes place during the Summer of Sam, which is in the 70s in New York City, where there was a serial killer on the loose. So I'm not sure how much the story will... involve themselves with this, you know, with the Son of Sam, but that's in the backdrop at the very least. So we'll see. Curious to read it.
Sounds good.
So what's up next on everyone's to read list? You have Splendors and Glooms, Amelia.
Yes, I hope to read that next, unless I get distracted by something else.
Yeah.
Which happens sometimes.
It does. What about you, Mashuda?
I'm reading both Symptoms of Being Human and We Are the Ants at the same time, so I'm about to finish.
Do you like them so far?
I like...
Or one more than the other?
Symptoms of Being Human better.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's a popular one, I think. You all liked it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Fahim? What are you reading these days?
I'm probably going to finish all the books by Rick Riordan that are left for me to read.
Cool. And we're all studying up for Battle of the Books, which is just about 2 weeks away, a little less.
Can we imagine if we got Rick Riordan and Marie Lu in the same book festival?
That'd be cool.
It would, like... I think me and Fahim would just combust. That's just awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of authors that if they came to the festival, I'd be very excited. I mean, the book festival is awesome every year.
It is.
But there are certain people that would be extra highlights, I think, for me. And sometimes it's because of you all. So, like, I haven't actually read Rick Riordan, but if he came, I'd be so excited for everybody that loves him.
I'm going to, like, start a list of authors I want at the book festival. Mm-hmm. It's like a wish list of authors.
Yeah. I wonder where he's from.
I think Miss Dolan. Do you guys remember Miss Dolan?
Mm-hmm. I kind of remember her.
Yeah, I think I remember in sixth grade, Miss Cousin was talking about it. She met Miss Rick Riordan in person.
Oh.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, probably at Book Expo. There's a big book expo in the city where tons of authors go. Maybe we'll go next year if it's down there again. There was one year they took it out to Chicago. That was a little far, but...
I'll drive to Chicago to meet who I want to meet.
Well, New York City's a little closer, so let's hope it's there again. Anyways, we're just about out of time for today, so we're going to get ready to hand it over to the afternoon show. But we hope you'll listen in next Monday at 3:30 to hear some more books that we've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope everyone has a wonderful week. Reads lots of great books.
Yep.
Happy reading, everybody.
Bye.
L'amour est comme l'oiseau de Twitter. On est bleu de lui seulement pour 48 heures. D'abord on s'affilie, ensuite on se follow. On en devient fêlé et on finit solo.
Prends garde à toi
et à tous ceux qui vous like. Les sourires en plastique sont souvent des coups d'hashtag.
Prends garde à toi.
Ah les amis, les potes ou les followers, vous faites erreur, vous avez juste la cote.
Prends garde à toi. Si tu t'aimes, garde à moi. Si je m'aime, garde à nous. Garde à eux, garde à vous. Et puis chacun pour soi. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, s'aime, s'aime. Comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme.
L'amour est enfant de la consommation. Il voudra toujours, toujours, toujours plus de choix. Voulez-vous des sentiments tombés du camion? L'offre et la demande pour unique et seule loi.
Prends garde à toi.
Mais j'en connais déjà les dangers. Moi j'ai gardé mon ticket. S'il le faut, je vais l'échanger, moi.
Prends garde à toi.
Et s'il le faut, j'irai me venger, moi. Cet oiseau de malheur, je le mets en cage, je le fais chanter, moi.
Prends garde à toi. Si tu t'aimes, garde à moi. Si je m'aime, garde à nous. Garde à eux, garde à vous. Et puis chacun pour soi. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme. Et c'est comme ça qu'on s'aime, 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 s'aime. Comme ça qu'on somme, 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 somme.
Un jour t'achètes, un jour tu aimes. Un jour tu jettes, mais un jour tu payes. Un jour tu verras, on s'aimera. Mais avant on crèvera tous comme des rats. Hey, hey.